great success out here.
Yep.
Like everybody, huh?
Yeah, it's right. Very interesting. Yeah. Well, they're just very good.
Why don't we sit over here, I hear about just the chair, we put distinguished visitors in right there.
Bring a lot of time to talk.
Yeah, you're there. You're going to Europe, as I understand.
That's right.
they just love to have our entertainers.
Well, I think.
Ray's going to Czechoslovakia, Mr. President.
What's that?
Ray's going to Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia? Oh, they'll go out of their minds. But the people, that's the only way they can express themselves is to cheer for an artist. And they will.
I think it'll
be good anyway.
Well, we were in Hungary last year.
Hungary? But it was great there.
Yeah, Budapest. And I must tell you.
Was there a nice week?
The people. Well, Mr. President, the thing about music. It's about the only thing that's left in the world that people don't kill each other.
That's right.
You know, and so therefore, I think it's really good.
Sort of a common language.
Yeah, right. For 2 hours or so, everybody can forget everything and just have a real marvelous time. And I'm glad we still have music left. I have to brag about the music, you see.
Yeah.
Because that's really all we have now.
When you go on this tour, what do you take with you in the way of you take a band with you?
Yeah, we have Haitian people in the band, and they're five Raylats, little girls who sang with me, so that's 23, and then of course we have the people who help us with the music.
Really,
so it's about, all total is about 26 of us.
It's a great experience for all of us.
Yeah, well.
Everything to do with.
Yeah, that's right. But we've been doing this for quite a while.
Joe, you put in, new people coming.
Yeah, well, then, a guy will change, you'll change a guy, or somebody will leave.
Sure.
A girl to get married, or right. So she has to be replaced.
Right.
Now, this is the usual thing, and what happens all the time.
Well, it does the country a lot of good. As you say, it's something people don't have to quarrel about.
Yeah.
They can appreciate. Yeah. Like I appreciate the Russian ballet and Chinese music is hard to understand, but I like it.
Well, I think
probably you understand that too.
One of the things I really wish. Which I see in almost every country I go, like the radio stations, for instance, play a variety of music
from
different countries. We don't do that.
Yeah,
I think that's sad. I wish that somebody.
Maybe we could get some of the radio stations.
This is why the countries are so sharp. They know more about our music than a lot of us.
Sure.
And yet still, unfortunately, we know very little about the Russian music or the Chinese music.
That's right.
Because we don't get the exposure.
We're not used to that. We don't do this. The sounds are too unfamiliar.
I'll tell you, I don't know about the Chinese music, but when I was in Japan, I do know about Japanese music. And I must tell you, they have some very, very beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Did you go to the kabuki, what they call the kabuki dancers?
No.
I
only went, I'm trying to think now the name of the place which escapes me naturally because I'm trying too hard. But I've got a chance to hear some real authentic, where they just didn't.
No, Japanese.
Real Japanese. They have some, the music is really.
You understood it.
Definitely understood. And I think that the people here would understand if they, you can't understand a food or a language or anything if you're not exposed to it.
Right.
See, you got to be able to hear it and get some kind of feel for it.
Right.
And I really wish that that's one of the things I wish we really could have more of. Is
maybe we can get something started there.
Yeah, we can
do that. You get a hold of Nancy Hanks, Secretary of Commission of Arts. Tell her that Mr. Charles suggested that we should have some radio stations here who play a variety. Now, the place to do it is in Washington, in the national community. Let's see what they could do. They could have Chinese music, Japanese music, what I mean?
I think
it would probably turn off some people, but it might get them started.
Well, the thing is, whenever you come up with something new, you're always going to turn out some people.
Sure.
But I don't think you should stop doing it just because you're going to turn off
right.
people.
That's right.
And even the people that you turn off, once they find out and get to realize what's going on, people are fight change.
Yeah, 20 years ago, they wouldn't listen to this, what do you call rock?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Great. Great. betting me, Mr. President, is that you are the only man that traveled to more countries than eight.
Incidentally, and then when they finish with this picture, have all they take a picture of the whole group, so each of them can have a picture or two.
Mr. President, I do want you to know that the Children's Center that Ray is helping me to benefit for, they're under a new building, especially in Massachusetts Northwest here in Washington, and the building is only possible because we Elton Ward of Eight Associates called former Secretary Stan.
Good.
And Mr. Stan called in Secretary Roger Podesta.
Yeah.
And he cracked the whip. And the building is one of the few federal projects in the area.
These are the presidential cups. Chuckles for each of your colleagues.
Only French cuffs for the ones.
You don't have to wear French cuffs, but you can, many people wear the short sleeve. Is that?
I'm ready to use the chaps, to be honest.
I'm not an expert on it. All I can say is that I like his style.
True diplomat.
Perhaps
I'm glad you don't do that.